too much to do. Listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right.
All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to I was going to say EETF. We are off to a flying start. DMTF number 88. My name is Patrick. I hope you guys are doing great. So today we have Rebecca in Berlin. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm really happy to be back and like to chat with you guys again and see wherever it leads us this episode.
All right, fantastic. Welcome back. We have Joel back in Canada. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. You know, as you said, back in Canada.
Yeah, yep.
Could be better.
I get that 100%.
Post-Berlin blues.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or post-Mosel blues.
There's a lot of wine.
All right. Welcome back. We have Jan in Berlin. Hello.
Hey.
All right. So we are kind of winging it today, I guess. A little transfer talk. The World Cup is going on. Trump sucks.
Yeah.
What's new? Transfer talk. I guess the main piece of news is it's official-ish. I think today he was going for his medical check. Reze off to Wolfsburg for about 8 mil.
Eight or nine is what they reported. Nine, yes. I think it's always these bonuses if they go back up with the 80 million they get a year from their sugar daddy.
Leaving us in a position to hope they get promoted?
I don't know.
Kinda.
Yeah, honestly. You know.
Money-wise?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's got to be the focus right now because they are still in the hole. Hertha, they are about 15 million in the red, I think.
Who? Sorry.
Welcome to the Bayern München podcast.
I was looking for the latest. 73% is the percentage of the Fabian Reese transfer. I was just checking how far we've come with our special friend Florian Plettenberg.
70%?
73%. It's just, fuck it, it's stupid.
The odds of it
yeah, the odds,
being
yes.
completed?
It's, oh, yeah, it's just know, crap. It's built. It's crap.
Okay. And that's why you're quoting it.
I was just looking for if there was any news.
Well, they were
outlets.
The first to report Wolfsburg, and we're right, so... Mm-hmm. How long can we say they're crap after they're first to say it and write?
I mean, forever.
Even a blind chicken finds some corn at times. It's a German saying.
Okay. In English, it's a broken clock.
Twice a day.
Twice a day, yeah.
Yeah, but they're not right twice a day. They're right once a month or something like that. All right. Okay, let's get a quick feedback. What do you all think about it? Are your feelings hurt about the Reza transfer? Are you happy? Joel?
I don't know. I think for me, the answer is the same as a lot of people's. The money. The money's good. So it seemed inevitable, right? So money good, right? Is that where...
Weren't you the promo of money bad?
Yeah. You know,
nice callback.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I did see on the Reddit thread that there were a number of people who were like pretty upset about it, actually, and it kind of surprised me. I mean, it's a pretty small subreddit, and you don't get a lot of comments. There's probably only just over half a dozen or so, but like...
Most of them are bots anyway.
Yeah, maybe too. But a lot of them were actually kind of like, yeah, you know, just actually more upset that Fabi was leaving and they, you know, thought, you know, but us, which surprised me a bit. But then the comments, all their comments were just the same, but the money. Like, yeah, the money's just...
I guess four of them were Brian. Different accounts.
Yeah.
Just dragging through the mud.
I tried to contact him on, but they don't use Blue Sky anymore. He doesn't reply.
Yeah, I think he lost the. Didn't Ed say he lost the password or something?
Yeah, they were locked out of the account or something.
It's a tight shop they run over there.
if a player wants to win or his mind is set on leaving, you know, cut your losses and, you know, take him to the bus station or train station or whatever. Bye and good luck. And thanks for the memories.
I don't think Fabio Reese needs to take a Flixbus to Wolfsburg. I'm pretty sure we paid him enough money to afford at least a train ticket.
He has an e-bike. He has an e-bike.
Yeah. Well, he must have a D ticket. He can, right? Hopefully no one's paying him anything to get on that train.
Well, he's going to have plenty of time on the train to paint his nails now.
Yeah. Okay,
Boomer. Stick the knife in a little bit. Yes. I'm in a shitty mood today.
What else is new?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm just... Patrick, how about you?
As I said, you know, good luck and thanks for the memories and the money good. And they have to, you know, focus on getting cheap players, unfortunately, and then next season focus on the promotion. Otherwise, they're going to keep digging their own grave, you know. That's it. Simple.
Yeah, we should have sold him last season, but he was injured. Remember when Cottbus? So great that we're now playing Cottbus twice a year.
Amazing, yeah. And also, we are testing against Leipzig, and the player who, like, injured him is now on the Leipzig squad, so...
I didn't know that. Fuck. Okay.
Which Leipzig?
I don't know. Ich glaube Lok. I believe it's Lok.
Mm-hmm.
I could be very wrong and upsetting Lok and Chemie Leipzig fans right now, but I believe it's Lok.
I'm sure all of them are listening right now. Maybe.
All of them, yeah.
You know, like,
I was just
going like this.
That is, but yeah.
Speaking of East Germans.
Speaking of East Germans.
Okay.
Okay, what is coming now?
Okay.
Leistner is supposedly going to Dresden for another season.
Oh.
I mean, that is going home for him. I can't judge him. We kicked him out. So,
yeah.
I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Good on him.
Yeah.
I was at the shop the other day.
Yeah.
And you saw Leistner. Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, my God. That's amazing.
I think he was getting... little shirts for his daughters or something, because it was kids' jerseys.
Yeah.
And we had to wait because he had to put on the numbers and everything. Mm-hmm. And then the guy at the counter tried to make small talk. So, like, so would you have liked to have stayed around? Is it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, you saw Leistner for real?
Yeah.
I was joking. Okay, Jesus, I'm gonna.
It's what happens when you live in the big city.
Go buy a lottery ticket. Yeah.
No, the guy was trying to make small talk and he asked him the worst question ever. So would you have liked to stayed around? Because he was kind of upset. And then I think Tony was not. Tony took it like, you know, he's been around for some time. He took it with grace, but I think he was really upset about the question. I mean,
fair.
Hey, nah.
Yeah.
Which shop?
Yeah, fair. Yeah. I mean, didn't they also, I could be wrong, but didn't they also just bought or started building a new house, something like that?
They bought a house in Potsdam, near Potsdam.
Yeah.
We talked about that a little bit. I talked to him for like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they...
Yeah, so... I mean, their plan apparently was to stay and like beyond just another year of him playing.
I think
he's just gonna
commute to Dresden.
Sure, that's possible.
I think the kids should be in school now, and you don't want to uproot the kids just for. I mean, how much? First of all, I think it's a good decision from a football perspective to let him go, because he's he was always the weakest link. Yeah. Why certain system? No. Be finished. He was always the weakest link when it came to more aggressive pressing, because he was always the guy, whenever he moved up, but there wasn't like room for miles. And yeah, we'll see.
Mm. But okay, this might sound like a stupid question, but if you're always playing on the weekend, how do you commute from, you know, Dresden to Berlin? Like, would it have to be several times a week or what?
I think it's a 90-minute drive, and on the train it's even less.
Oh, okay. I thought it was more than that.
And yeah, he has family there, so I think he might just maybe get a sleep at his grandma's or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
he's a local player, so.
Well, okay. Wait. I took the ECE to Dresden. It wasn't less than 90 minutes.
Okay.
Anyway, I was just trying to remember.
He will find a way. He doesn't doesn't have to take the Flixbus as well.
Probably well, not.
I guess because, like, I mean, how many times would you have to be training with them during the week and stuff too, right? Like
twice a day?
Yeah, so
I
just
meant
that the family is not going to move. They're just going to keep the house.
Okay,
and then,
he's going to be sitting next to Reza on the bus and ask him, what the fuck are you doing here? It's the Wolfsburg is the other direction.
Oh, wait, Jan, you didn't give us your Fabby opinion.
Oh, good riddance, be gone.
Okay. All right.
I think it's the best move. My first thought was it's the best thing to happen for team chemistry,
because
he was pretty poisonous, and he was one of the worst captains we ever had. And even though we had Plattenhardt and Boyata,
you really have to consider it like in different sections. Because when he came in, Reza, you know, he was like the talk of the town, and he did great. And then
with Tabakovic.
Yeah. And then he wasn't doing so great anymore. So, you know.
Yeah. And then he was the captain. He was always complaining about his fellow players.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not how you comport yourself. Comport?
Oh, of course.
As a captain. And he hardly ever gave interviews.
Okay. I didn't notice that. Okay.
Yeah, and his favorite word is I. Yeah, so
yeah,
the thing is that most people are upset because last season he made this big production about dear Hertha family, I'm not finished here.
Yeah,
la 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 la, and now it's just get the money, dollar bill, y'all. It's you know.
Yeah, because I mean, to be fair, though, Hertha is playing a role in that as well. Like, if Wolfsburg is offering us $9 million, we can't, or 9 million euros or whatever, we can't say no to that, period. We need that money. We have to take it. So, it is playing like a part, like, if he wants to go there or how much he wants to go there. And I would assume like Wolfsburg money is sweetening the deal for him. But I also don't necessarily think if you had asked him for his like favorite or preferred outcome, his answer would have been Wolfsburg.
Mm.
I don't think that. I think that is Hertha can't say no to that. And there is enough sweet money. Plus he can keep living in Berlin and commute to Wolfsburg in it, that he's fine with it. And he's going to take it.
Maybe they'll give him a free Audi or something.
For that, he would have to go to Ingolstadt, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Where's Ingolstadt? Dritte Liga, or where are they now?
Might even be fourth. I'm not sure. So probably not happening. I don't think they can afford Fabi.
They're sponsored by Audi, and they built their arena when they were in the Bundesliga, I think, and they had the option to add another third tier to have more seats, but a good thing they didn't do that, probably.
Ingolstadt, Dritte Liga, they finished 12th out of 20 last season.
Okay, so it's third. I'm sorry, Ingolstadt.
Their head coach is Sabrina Wittmann.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting, I didn't know that they had a...
Of course, you didn't know.
Female coach.
And for
I was
going to
say something very, very rude, and somehow I caught myself. So
for a while now, I think wasn't that like her second or third season that she did? I believe.
I don't follow Ingolstadt. Enough.
I mean, I don't follow Ingolstadt. No, but I follow like women.
Now I'm the asshole. All right,
you are. Yes, Patrick. Obviously. No, of course not.
But what about Sandhausen, Rebecca?
What about Sandhausen? What about them?
Yeah.
They are still down in the no. I'm Sandhausen as a club. I would just for the noodle topf.
Okay.
I just want my noodles when I go to the football. That's hour. But there's Sandhausen, they're still down in the fourth. That's still like Regionalliga Southwest, I believe.
Südwest.
Südwest, yeah.
Tier 4.
Yeah, I have a weird obsession with SV Sandhausen for reasons that aren't even really clear to me, but that's okay.
All right. Okay.
Were they the smallest club ever before Elversberg came along?
I don't know. There have been some like weird small clubs in pro football, like, I don't know, in like
the Erzgebirger Aue
70s. Hey.
Stadium, their stadium has a capacity of 15,000.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
So it's not that small.
No, I mean, it's a small town and small club, not a small stadium. Just, I don't think that Sandhausen is a very big metropolis. I don't know.
No. Definitely not a metropolis. Yeah. I can
but
confirm
they had
that.
But they had Dennis Diekmeyer.
They had, yeah. And he is kind of part of the reason why we became obsessed.
Because
I don't know.
He's so cute.
No. That's not the reason. That is. But I don't know if you remember, like, when they are one of the teams who's, like, stopped or soured the HSV promotion one season.
Okay,
where it was like the usual thing, like the HSV was doing well. They were like, I don't know, second in the table. And then like throughout like April and May, they just fucked it up for a few seasons in a row. And
Seven seasons.
And then like one of those seasons, I believe it was Sandhausen with Dennis Diekmeyer. And I believe Diekmeyer scored like the deciding goal that made Hamburg lose as an ex-HSV player. And so somehow out of Schadenfreude over the HSV, I started liking Sandhausen. So yeah.
Okay, Stadion Sandhausen 15,414.
Yeah, I've been there.
Population of Sandhausen
2,000.
15,330. No, the stadium is bigger than the city. A city, quote unquote. So there you go.
They give you a ticket when you register to live. You get a season ticket.
You automatically get a season ticket for life. There's enough space for everyone.
Yes. Modern day Coliseum. You can fit the whole city.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
Nice.
You know, but you make fun of Elversberg and stuff for being so small, right? But like, when I think back on it, like, they were actually one of the most striking away sections I can ever remember in the Oli, simply for the smallness. Like, we look over to the away section, usually pretty full or not or whatever, but usually pretty full, you know. But like, to me, that Elversberg section, I will never forget that Elversberg section. All 12 of those people, you know, like in the away section, and their banner like midway through the seating and stuff, like they didn't even like it was I'll honestly never forget that. So it's like I don't know, at least very memorable and striking.
That's true.
It's another situation where the city is bigger than the stadium. Looks like final capacity of 15,000 and the city 13,000. Okay,
oh, that's even more.
Not quite, but almost.
And they used to have 11,000 before they started with the bill. They had construction.
Yeah.
For the past
seasons. There's construction still going on.
Yeah. Okay.
Because they are doing one stand after closed. The other. Yeah.
Okay.
And the funny thing is, like, I believe the 13,000 inhabitants, that is like if you take Elversberg and the other cities that were like Spiesen together, I believe just Elversberg is only 7,000 or 8,000 people. So you like the actual Elversberg like fits in the stadium like twice once the new stadium or the renovation is done. So that's pretty crazy.
Like, but they have a Lidl and they have some traffic lights, I think. That
they
is really small.
They don't have a train station, though. That was kind of part of the problem.
Yeah, but it's really close to Saarbrücken, though. Oh, it's so far away.
Elversberg, roughly 8,000.
Yeah.
So, yes, there you go.
Wow.
Jesus. All right. So, enough about other clubs. Topic? New topic? New sponsor? Or
other transfers? What about?
Oh, yeah.
Where's our...
All right. Okay. We are back. Tiny technical difficulties, but I don't think we lost anything. So yeah, I was going to say possible upcoming transfers. Has there been any rumors regarding Ernst, for example, or Winkler, Gechner?
No, but there's Gechner, no, but there's rumors about the Swedish guy.
Yeah.
You're going to have to be more specific than that.
I don't have the name, but I think Rebecca has the name.
Coming in.
Rebecca looks at her phone.
I can look it up. Wait.
Yeah, please.
Talk for like 30 seconds, guys. You can do that.
He's like almost, he's like 197. Used to play. He played in the Bundesliga. I'm not sure where he played. But he's supposedly good. He's in...
It's almost 6'5 for our American friends.
Yeah, he's at the World Cup right now. And first thing I thought, Tabakovic, because it's like the same size.
The Swedish player Tabakovic, yes.
The Swedish Tabakovic.
I was going to say they're going to sign Alexander Isak. Holy shit. We have more money than we thought.
He's good. I don't know why he never made it in Dortmund, because he was there like 10 years ago, seems like. Just remember that this one...
Isak?
I've got the Isak, name. Yeah. It's Gustav Nilsson.
Gustav Nilsson. Of course, Nilsson.
Well, of course, Gustav. Nilsson.
And he's playing for Brügge right now, and Brügge is apparently looking to loan him.
Well, from the Belgian League to the Zweite Bundesliga. Okay.
I mean, Saint-Gilloise destroyed most of the German competition and other European things, so...
Yeah, true. Fair. I didn't know Isak played for Dortmund for a while. Okay.
Yeah, he did, but he never really made it, and then he went somewhere else, and now I think he's kind of good, right? Didn't he just score in this tournament I'm not watching? Didn't they just win like 5-something?
Yes, I think so, against Tunisia. And then Tunisia fired the coach right away.
yeah. After the first group stage game of the World Cup. That's crazy.
It's like Leverkusen.
I don't know. I mean, I'm always wondering what they were like expecting if something like that happens. I mean, I assume you don't ever hope or expect to be like beaten 4-1 or 5-1 at the World Cup. But on the other hand, like it's also, you are not like, I don't know, Brazil or England. Yeah. Like no offense, Tunisia, like, but you are not a dominating global football nation.
Yeah. Isn't it like their seventh coach in just a few years?
Something like that.
It's like a revolving door.
Well, the new guy won't get a visa, so I don't know what they're gonna do.
That's a good I mean, I don't even know if you're joking or not, but that alone says enough of the situation.
So they just have to find some white American who can take over the job, I guess. That would be fine then.
They're going to put up an iPad and then a jersey and shorts, and then they're going to drive him around.
What a circus. But yes.
Not my monkeys.
Upcoming transfers besides Mr. Sweden.
Oh, wasn't there something about a Reese substitute? This younger guy, never heard the name. Whatever.
I'm not sure. But yeah, I mean, actually, it's pretty much Reese is the entire talk of the town till that's done. Then I believe with Tiag, it's interesting because I think for a while people are talking like he's leaving for sure, like the interest will be there. But I don't have like actually heard specific rumors of like club A, B or C want him. So maybe the interest isn't there that much, or maybe that's just one case where we like finally managed to keep our business like out of the media. Who knows? maybe.
I mean, things are gonna heat up once the World Cup is over.
Yeah, that's also
that's
a factor.
Problem with the World Cup.
Yeah,
everything's gonna take longer.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, there was a Zeitler. Was it talked about on Monday? I don't. I don't follow everything, but
could be, I guess.
Yeah, and then somebody said that he read on Facebook, which in itself is funny, that Karaman is coming to Hertha, which is totally stupid because he scored like, I think he had 19 scores last season for Gelsenkirchen, and now they're in the first league. So yeah, he's going to come down to Hertha for free.
No. Sounds convincing to me.
Yeah.
I mean, everything Facebook. To get out of Gelsenkirchen, am I right?
Fair.
Like, if even the English think it's a shithole, so... Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, and I sorry, I'm circling back to another little detail before we started recording again. I don't even know if it was part of the recording, but we mentioned Nash, the Mav.
Steven Nash.
And then with Nowitzki, the German-Canadian partnership. And yeah, okay. So, and I mentioned you could make a case for Dreisaitl and McDavid. And then, Rebecca, you said, but it would be nice if they actually fucking won
anything.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, so that's covered. New sponsor. Yes, that was in the chat before we had to reload. New sponsor, Sparda Bank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sparda Bank, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Finally, we're back
this to... This is Sparda!
Okay. I had to do it.
I'm leaving.
Okay.
Yes. it was right there, you know.
That's fair.
Just because it's right there. Oh, no,
I know. Not because we could doesn't mean that we should. Yes.
I mean, we finally.
Jeff Goldblum, Jurassic Park there.
like real professionals back in the game. Because I don't know. Who was the last one? Auto.
Check cars, yes.
Oh, yeah.
The last sponsors since Deutsche Bahn were, I believe, a first car online thing. It was a dollar store with Teddy. It was online betting. It was Crazy Buzzer, the online casino. And it was now like online car shopping again. Like Sparda Bank feels like the...
Okay, we are back. Apologies, more technical issues. This is the day for it, I guess. Okay, we were talking about Sparda Bank, and I'm not going to do that joke again. What we haven't mentioned, though, is how long is the deal for?
4 years, I believe. I believe it's for 4 years, which is also like it's an improvement to the last deals because they either had a really short running time, like 1 or 2 years, or for some reason, like always were ended after like 2 years, whether because like a better offer came along or because there were like struggles or problems, which apparently with our last sponsor, there also were problems. I don't know if that's true.
Weren't able to pay or something?
Yeah, that's at least what like, I don't know, the media or the rumors say. So I think like 4 years, if they actually fulfill that, is also actually a like nice long but not too long time, I guess.
They're probably going to be around in 4 years, Sparda Bank, I like to think.
Yeah. I mean, who knows with like a new finance crisis or something like that. But generally, yeah, probably.
All right.
That orange stripe, though, is that going to be big orange stripe on our chest, I guess?
Maybe, probably. I mean...
Blue and orange, we're going to turn into the New York Mets. Maria will be happy about this.
I mean, their logo is like blue, white, and orange.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I would assume, I mean, the last sponsors we had like did alterations to their logos to conform to some degree. I believe Checkers 24, there also is like another color in their logo. But I believe they settled for just blue and white.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Sparda Bank.
So maybe they'll drop the orange. That'd be nice.
So maybe they'll drop it. Yeah. I mean, on the other hand, if it's like the one underlining orange stripe, I can live with that.
Yeah,
like,
it's not the end of the world. But hey,
as long as it doesn't clash too much. Like, for example, Deutsche Bahn, it was hard to top that, you know?
Yeah.
It was like simple and classy and, you know, good old days. Do we know the amount of the deal, total amount?
I didn't read anything about that.
Okay.
I read that they're a cooperative bank, though.
They
owned by membership, right?
Like they are. In German, we call it a Genossenschaftsbank.
Like a credit union, kind of. Okay, like a Caisse Populaire. Okay, nice.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
They are like the better kind of bank, I guess. Yeah.
A less shitty bank. Joel, is everything okay? You have a monster outside your window?
Sorry, there's a motorcycle driving by.
Okay. It really sounded like... okay. Another topic, and Jan is quiet for now because he's not there anymore. The technical difficulties, well, okay, that was it. So, yes, the last topic we got is the women's team. So, Rebecca, I'm afraid you're going to have to go solo on this because I don't know what's going on.
That's okay. I'll tell you and the rest. So
I watched the highlights Jan sent, but
yes, that's true.
That's true. No, but so like our first women's team, they became champion of the like Regionalliga Nordost, so of their regional league. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, like, same as in like the men's games, that doesn't necessarily mean immediate promotion because there are more Regionalligen than teams demoted from the second league.
Okay.
So what they have to do is every season there are Regionalligen where the champion is directly promoted and the others have to like battle it out in playoffs, I guess. And unsere Hertha Frauen are playing against Saarbrücken. Mm. And last weekend on Saturday was the away match in Saarbrücken, which they won 4-1, which is really good because that is like a solid lead to bring back home. And like this Sunday is the second leg here in Berlin at the Olympiagelände. And like if they win that or draw or at least don't lose too badly, then they'll be promoted and they'll be playing Zweite Bundesliga next season.
Wow.
Okay, good.
Which is pretty impressive because it's like their third season with us or with like the entirety of our women's football at Hertha. So pretty successful run so far, I would say.
Good. And Jan on the chat says, if it was the men's team, I would not be happy with the 4-1. She didn't say why.
Yeah, but, what does that mean?
Because the men's team would manage to mess it up.
Okay.
I suppose.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Like we would need more than 4-1 going into the second leg?
I assume that's what he meant.
All right. Okay. That makes a little more sense. I was like, I didn't. What does he mean by that? Anyway.
Also, he says, I am very excited for the match. There will again be a stream.
Yes.
Which is important to point out.
Oh.
You can watch it. I assume Hertha is doing one again themselves with Dennis as commentator. Mm-hmm. But the last time there also was a stream by RBB, our local TV station.
Oh, wow.
And one by DFB TV. You actually had like choices which stream you wanted to watch. I don't know if all three are streaming again, but I would assume so.
Okay.
I mean, from the highlights I did watch, we made them look like a joke. Like, so like, I don't know if that's like, is Saarbrücken just that shitty or are we like that good or like, those highlights were like, yo, this team is fucking awful. Saarbrücken, I mean, like,
yes.
I was like, how are they even competing in the same like league or level or like to the point where I was like, yeah, I'll, like anyway.
like it is kind of funny or not wrong, because like before the first match, nobody really knew what to expect because Saarbrücken absolutely dominated their league. Like they became champion by like a margin. Like it, like they dominated. So, but the thing also is that like our Regionalliga was generally considered more competitive. So we were less dominating throughout the seasons, but we also faced the tougher opponents. And I suppose like what happened, or like what I have also heard other people say what might have happened, is if you played an entire season without ever facing like real opposition on the pitch, and then suddenly like in a match that is pretty much about everything, you do face opposition for the first time, that you like, you just don't know what to do with that. So
you're not ready for it.
It's something similar in a way happened to our second women's team, our under 20 women. They played like the Berlin Cup final. And like last season and this season, they dominated their league. They did not lose a game in either of those seasons. They were promoted both times. And but this cup final was like about a team against a team one league above them. And it was again like in 2 years about like the first real opposition they had ever faced. And I was there. You just, you could see they didn't really know how to deal with that because they hadn't yet. So I would assume something similar happened to Saarbrücken. I'm actually kind of interested to like see how Sunday goes, because like now they have experienced that and are like prepared or warned about it. I'm interested to see like if they can deal with it better and it's going to be a more even match or not.
I mean, some of those goals looked like a hot knife through butter.
Yeah.
Like
they did.
Jesus. I watched the whole, like, it was just the highlight reel, the 10 minutes, but I was just like, what? Like it kind of seemed like a joke.
Yeah.
Like and again, highlights. So it's obviously, you know, whatever, but I was just like, what is this? Like,
yeah. No, I get it.
It was almost like, yeah, they're playing kids or something.
Yeah. I mean, what maybe also again was a factor, like our Frauen were up 2-0 after like 7 minutes, I believe. Because like Saarbrücken were obviously nervous, and again, first opposition they have faced in like a year. And then if you are 2-0 down that early on, that like also is like a mental factor, I guess. So, but yeah, it was kind of crazy. Like no one really expected that, or at least or knew what to expect. So,
all right.
Well, hopefully we're not overconfident, I guess, on Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, but
yeah, fingers crossed.
Just play the same and play as hard and
yeah.
So it is on Sunday.
Yep.
Do you know the time?
2 p.m. So
okay, so that would mean okay, so that means 8 a.m. East Coast.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So yeah, I think that covers it pretty much. Yes.
Cool.
Okay. Yes. All right. So yeah, next episode, I don't know, we'll talk about, you know, whatever. Maybe more transfer, maybe more World Cup. You know, we'll see.
I believe they start like training again in 2 or 3 weeks also. So
okay.
I believe the first like test match is on like the 4th of July or something like that. So
ooh, okay.
Yeah, it's the break isn't that long anymore. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, World Cup will still be going on.
Yeah.
So
not that that affects us or anything.
not really. No.
True.
But maybe some other team.
Maybe. All right. Okay. So yeah. So that covers it. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, guys. And until next time. AOE. RWSC. Thanks. Cheers.
Bye-bye. Hi, my name is Salomon Kalou, and keep listening to the Dalmatian Football Podcast.
bevorrat das Ganze! Die ganze Pro-Öl-Zentrum-Pro! Auf die Zeit des Schießen-Rempo! Ja,